All right. There is some scripture in Proverbs 4:20, that I want to look at. You know, it says here, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in your midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh." And the Message version says it like this: "Dear friends, listen to well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They are bursting with health." Now, you know, as we sometimes we read this and we don't really begin to look at it because it seems so elementary. But do you know that if we don't keep our full attention on the Word of God, the devil distracts us. Many times he distracts us from studying the Word with all of the things that we have to do every day. And that's life. But we can't afford to allow him to bring so many distractions that we get out of the Word. You know, actually, if you want to have a successful Christian life, you better really pay attention to what's said here. You know, one man said, "The person who does the basics will be successful." Another person said, "Our success is hidden in our daily routine." You know, when a sporting team executes the basics successfully, that's the team that wins. You know, and I know I've been a member of a lot of teams, but I know I remember when I was running track, being a member of a track team is very exciting. I mean, man, they call you a race, your adrenaline is pumping, and all the guys, teammates are encouraging you, and coaches are exhorting you, you know. And then you take the winner's stand, because when you win the race in track, and then you get up on the stand and they say your name and your school, and there's the applause, and I mean, it's just great. Anybody ever been there? I got a few people who know what I'm talking about. The question I want to ask you: what did I do, and what did any person do to get there, to hear the applause? You had to practice over and over and over and over and over. I don't know. I would go run a 440, and then my race was a 220, but I would run the 440 to build the endurance, sprint the 440 to build the endurance for the 220. And I remember after coach would dismiss everybody, and I used to stay out and I'd run an extra 5 or 6 220-yard dashes. You know, I'd run 220 and walk a 220, run a 220, walk a 220. Any guys that ran track know what I'm talking about? I got any people here know what I'm talking about? And because, you know, the locker room's crowded anyway, everybody in there horsing around and everything, so I'd just run extra races. But I tell you what, that paid off in the end. It paid off in the state meet. But see, we need to continue to execute these basics in our Christian life by continually reading the Word of God, by continually praying and believing God, by exercising our faith in God, by going to church and walking in love toward one another. See, the basics is what brings you through to success. You know, it'll bring you through every difficulty that you encounter. You know, it's the foundation. Reading the Word is the foundation for your Christian life. You know, I learned a lot about building over the last several years. And this soil right around here, if you don't build a foundation right, you're going to have problems. In fact, we have had to jack up the floors over there in student housing, two or three or four different of the apartments were, because they didn't do it properly. And I know a lot of those houses in behind there, they've had, I see some people waving their hand, they've had foundation problems. And you see, you have to get a firm foundation underneath the building, or you're going to have some problems. Y'all, how many were here when we started building this building? Oh, yeah. How many of you remember the mountain of dirt that we had stacked up out there? Where the parking lot is now, that road, where that road is really, about there. I mean, it was, they called it Hagen's Mountain. Because this building's a 450-foot square, and we had to take out 3 feet of topsoil. And they stacked it up over there. And then we had to bring in different soil and lime and all kinds of stuff and mix it. And finally, I mean, before they poured this concrete over it, that it was as hard as a rock. You could come out here and bounce a basketball on it like you was on cement. But you see, this building, you walk around, you don't see no cracks anywhere. Because it's the foundation. All of the piers in this building, some of the engineers, and they said, oh, well, the brown shale is really good. And I never will forget Mr. Harrison, and he's the one that did it, and he did several other buildings. He said, well, if I do it, I'm going to blue shale. I've been drilling holes in this Oklahoma soil for 30-something years, he said. And he said, I tell you, those young kids coming out of college, they say what they want to. I know you got to go to blue shale in this part of the country if you're going to hold your building. And we did. And this building's solid. But you see, the Word of God is your foundation for your Christian life. If you want to be solid, then you need to stay in the Word. You know, it's very important. Now, let's go back and look at this. Our quality of our Christian life depends on the Word of God. Proverbs 4:20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. The easy-to-read version says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. The contemporary English says, my child, listen carefully to everything I say. Here it says, pay attention, listen carefully. Well, you know, that's somebody talking, but reading the word. Anybody remember in school, or your parents would say, pay attention to what I'm saying? Maybe you're daydreaming in school, and your mind was on the ball game he's going to play that night, or he's thinking about going on vacation or whatever. At any rate, you had to be reminded to listen to the words. You know, I guess I'll tell off on myself, but I remember I think I was a sophomore at Bible College, Southwestern Assembly of God College, and I was sitting in class, and I wasn't paying any attention to what was being said, because I was thinking about we had a championship flag football game at 4:00, and I was thinking about that game, you know, and wasn't paying any attention. And all of a sudden, I heard the professor say, Hagen, what do you think about that? I had no idea what they were even talking about, because I wasn't listening. My mind was somewhere else. If we're not careful, sometimes when we sit in church, we hear the voice, but it's not registering. I heard their voices, and I knew they were discussing something, but I didn't know what it was because I wasn't listening. My mind was on something else. You see, incline your ear. Tune your ear. Tune in. That'd be another way of saying it. Tune in. You know, I guarantee you, if you was in a life and death situation and someone was giving you instructions on how to get to safety, I guarantee you, you would be giving them your full attention and your ear would be listening. Well, you are in a life and death situation, so you better pay attention to what the word says. You know, put forth some extra effort. Like I put forth extra effort. I ran, coach let everybody go. I still stayed out there and ran more races. Put some extra effort into listening to the word of God. You know, make the word a priority. You know, sometimes we get so involved with things that we say, okay, I got to get this done. I'll read later. Don't look at me like that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been there too, just like me. But we need to cultivate a daily routine of studying the word, just like you have. Many of you have cultivated a daily routine in which you work out, either in the morning time or in the early evening. Some of the guys around here, they ride bicycles. They ride for miles on those things, you know. But and then others, I see others over at the NRC over there walking around a track, running around a track, over in the weight room. And they got a routine. They have a schedule. How many of you have a workout schedule? Let me see your hand. Look, lots of people have a workout schedule. You know, just as you have a workout schedule, you need to have a schedule of where you stop and read the word and pray. Okay? We must realize that everything in our Christian life rises or falls on how much attention we're paying to God's word. Some of you look at me funny. You know, constantly looking to the word of God is necessary if you're going to have a successful Christian life. Now, let's look at 21. Let's break 21 down here a minute. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. The New Living says, don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. The Message version. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. You ever notice it's easy to read the Bible in church when you're around a group of people, but it's something else when you're all by yourself somewhere. You know, it seems that there's always something else that needs to be done rather than reading the word. You know, I've noticed sometimes when you call a prayer meeting and people sit there and read the Bible. Well, we didn't call a reading meeting. We called a prayer meeting. You know, it's a time to pray and it's a time to read. If it's a prayer meeting, you're supposed to pray. It says here, we would want to say, keep the word ever before you. You know, now, that maybe sound, you know, but God knew what he's talking about because he designed us. Did you realize we're a visual people? We're a visual people. We are moved by what we see. The words we see move us. We respond according to what we see. That's why the advertisers put billboards by the highways. That's why they put it on the television. That's why they put ads in the newspaper and in the magazines. Because that, if you see it long enough, you'll go out and buy it. In advertising, they tell you to get the name of the product in a 30 second announcement, you're supposed to get the name of the product in there not less than four times in 30 seconds. And it's up there. And you see, they know this. So they keep stuff in front of us. We're getting ready for our primaries. They already having some in some. I noticed last night listening in the news, they already having some in some of the states. We're getting ready in about 3 weeks for our primaries. I only encourage everybody to get out and vote. And, you know, they say that it's name recognition. So they put out all these signs. So you're going down the road, you see the same name over and over and over again. And then you get there and you don't really know any of the candidates and say, oh, well, I saw this name. This would be a good, I've seen, he must be okay. And that may not be so. Find out something about the candidates before you go and vote, okay? All right. Now, you know, we need to guard what we continually see. Because what we continually see will make its way to our heart. And that'll affect what you believe, and it'll affect how you believe. It'll affect how you talk. You know, you'll either talk doubt and unbelief, or you'll talk what the Word says. Faith. Overcoming. It's very important to keep looking at the Word until it's a part of you. It's with the heart man believes. But you see, the Word of God says that we transform our minds. You do that. When you're born again, the Spirit comes in and you're a recreated spirit, but then it tells you to do something about your mind, doesn't it? In Romans. See, it's with the heart you believe. Of course, in Mark 11:23, we all know that. That's our scripture around here. You know, tell the mountain to be removed, cast in the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says in his heart that will be done, he have whatever he says. And then Romans 10:9, you know, if we confess with our mouth, believe with our heart, the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. I mean, that's that right there. That tells you, you know, you keep looking at the Word. The Word has to become a part of you. You can't afford to look at some things. It'll draw you away from believing God. Instead, you go around listening to some people and seeing what they're saying, and instead of saying, just another chance to prove God's Word works, you'll say, oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You get all frustrated and all upset. But the Word says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is what? Stayed on thee or kept on thee. Is that not in line with Proverbs 4:20 here and 21 and 22 that we're reading? That's just right in line with it. You know, we can't spend all of our time. I didn't say it wasn't all right to listen to a talk show or watch the news program or even watch some sporting events. But if that's all you're doing and you're not exercising some time with the Word of God, you're going to get yourself in trouble. You know, you can't entertain ungodly advice and expect to be Christ-like. You got to, if you're going to be Christ-like, you got to know what the Word of God says. This Bible right here. This is the Word. Somebody said, God never talks to me. And my dad used to ask him, well, did you read the Bible? Because that's God talking. This is God talking to us right here. All right. You see, what we need to realize is what we see, what we read, becomes a part of us, and it will affect how we receive from God. Now, the Word of God contains life and health. Look at Proverbs 4:22. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That's talking about the Word. This is talking about the Word of God. The New Century says they are the key to life for those who find them, they bring health to the whole body. The Living Bible says, for they will mean real life for you and radiant health. And the Message, I like it. Those who discover these words, the words of God, live, really live. Body and soul, they are bursting with health. Now, we go back and Paul talks about that we are spirit, soul, and body, right? Our spirit is recreated when we are born again. But when we take the Word of God, then it, and we put it into our minds, see, then our soul, which is our mind and our body, then become healthy. John said it over in one of his epistles. He said, I pray that you prosper and be in health even as your soul does prosper. See, many people are wanting to prosper, but they're not putting the Word of God in their mind. You put the Word of God up, keep putting the Word of God into your mind until it becomes a part of you, just like you did the multiplication table. It is a part of you. I use that example all the time because that's the greatest example I know of something becoming such a part of you that you still remember it, and it's been years since you sat in a classroom. Hello? We need to have the Word of God like that in us. That any time, anything comes against us, immediately out of our mouth comes the Word of God to combat whatever it is that's coming against us. You know, we talk about, he talks about really live. They have life. John 10:10, you know, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The New International says, have it to the full. The Wade translation says, have it to the fullest measure. The Williams translation, have it till it overflows. You know, God wants our whole life to be filled with the Word of God until every time something comes against us, instead of us saying, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, my God. We immediately say what the Word says. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I mean, those two scriptures I use all the time. I use those scriptures all the time because the enemy is always coming at me with stuff. I mean, it's no, and I don't need anybody's pity. I'm just saying this to show you something. It's not easy to sit up there in that office and be the president of Rhema all over the world. What, 150 campuses, is it? 250 campuses in 50 nations. I don't know how many thousands of ministers and so forth and so on, and the church here and all. It's not easy to set up there. The devil always telling you, not going to make it. You're going under. I just say, I've not been given a spirit of fear, power and love and a sound mind. I mean, just think how much it costs for you to air condition your house in the summertime. And think how much it costs to keep this building air conditioned for all the kids in the daycare and for you here, all the office buildings over there and all the other buildings around here. Just think how much it costs, just the electricity bill. Not talking about all the water that's used for drinking fountains and restrooms. Hello. You see, I'm using all that to see, that's how the devil, he'll come against you the same way. That's when you've got to say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. When he tells you you're not going to make it, you say, I can't go under for going over, Mr. Devil. The word. Turn to somebody and say, it's the word that keeps you going. You know, having the word in our hearts means us having the difference between life and death, health or sickness, prosperity or poverty. You know, 2 Peter 1:4 says, God has given us exceeding great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. I like the New Life translation. It says, these promises are of great worth and no money can buy them. Through these promises, you can have God's own life in you. I like that. See, the word of God should be more precious to us than money. And money is a precious commodity. We all have to have it to live. But you have to have the word to live. That's in the natural. This is in the spiritual. The word right here. You know, it's the word that is the key that unlocks all the things that God has for us. The word is the key. This word right here is the key. You know, we got to make a decision to put the word of God in us in an abundance, not just a scripture here and there, but continually every day reading the word. See, we got too many people living on barely get along street when they ought to be up on Abundant Life Avenue. Come on. It's time to gear up and get up to another level, and you do that through the word of God. You know, the secret of the successful Christian life is not having some great experience. It's not in following what somebody says. It's not in a deep, profound prayer life. It's not in some special manifestation of the Spirit, although all of those are important. Okay? I'm not despising them in the least. But the most important issue and the key for our success is the Word of God. Thank God for manifestations. Thank God for all those things that I just said. But this is the key. The question is, are you going to determine to live there? You know, let's all stand for just a minute. And let's make a confession. I want us to make a confession. So follow me. I received the advice that God gave me in Proverbs 4, 20, 21, and 22. I commit to read and study the word on a daily basis. I will pay attention to the word of God. I will tune my ear to listen to the word. I will not let the word of God depart from before my eyes. I will hide the word of God in my heart. Thank you, Father, for helping me to live my life based on your word. Did you just say words or do you mean what you were just saying? That's important. It's important. I believe that if we will do what you just said, what I've been talking about, I believe that you will discover the life of health, happiness, joy, and peace and prosperity that you all desire. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the word. I did my best to deliver the words that I had in my heart. I pray, Father, that each individual would grab a hold of whatever part of this message they need, and may they plant it in their heart and make every adjustment that's necessary. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Did anybody get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah. Listen, if you happen not to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, well, you can't get in on this until you do. And we want you to know him before you leave here tonight. If you happen to be in a position that you know that you're not where you're supposed to be with God, and you need to rededicate your life, as we dismiss, the ladies are here, the men here, I want you to come down here. They're going to pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for any reason, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you want somebody to pray with you about, agree with you about receiving a job, you want somebody to pray with you for any reason whatsoever, come down here as we're dismissed in just a moment. Connection team, go find our first time guests. Take them to get that special gift that we have for you. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on and join our family. We call ourselves the Rhema family. We enjoy living for God around here with no limits. Amen. There's no limits with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't forget all the announcements that Brother Bill was making there. We got rockets coming up, and we need a lot of help with rockets. And so get involved and get and bring people, invite people to come to rockets. God bless you guys. Be here Sunday morning. We'll see you. Amen. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. Come on down. If you need prayer for any reason, come on down.